recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website, and those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land, and may you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. General Manager, are there any disclosures of interest?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, no, I haven't received any disclosures of interest.
We're good. Council Gold, we've made that presentation. Okay, confirmation of the minutes. The minutes are there, councillors. Any corrections? If there aren't any corrections or observations, can I have a mover for the motion? Councillor Fennell, seconder for the motion. Councillor Keatley. Are there any other comments about the minutes, councillors? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So, seven reports from staff. Section 1, Office of General Manager. 7.1, election of mayor. So, I will now vacate the chair and hand over to the General Manager. Mr. General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I declare the position of mayor open. I will make one final call for any nominations for the position of mayor. Has anybody got any further nominations? No? Okay, I do have one nomination to hand, and that is the nomination from Councillor Monaghan. That nomination has been supported by Councillor Fennell and Councillor Moore. So with no further nominations, with only the one nomination, I declare Councillor Monaghan the Mayor for 2023 through to 2024. Thank you.
Thank you all for your support, and it's a great honour to be the Mayor of the Blanshire, and I've tried my best and I hope it hasn't been poorly done. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll move on now to the election of the Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I call for any further nominations for Deputy Mayor, position of Deputy Mayor. No other ones to be provided to me. I do have one nomination at hand, and that is for Councillor Lord, and that nomination is from Councillors McGlynn and Clark. So with only one nomination, no further ones, I declare Councillor Lord Deputy Mayor from 2023 through to 2024.
Congratulations. Thank you. I appreciate the support of Council, and I can assure you that we just need to work as a team and spread the workload across the councillors, and I do believe that it's part of the training and to build up a strong future for the council.
Good on you. Yeah, I totally agree. Very good. Okay, so
do you want to grab that photo?
Yes, if we could have 5 minutes, councillors.
Well, it shouldn't take 5 minutes. Just
3 minutes.
Grab a photo.
No. 2 minutes. 1 minute.
There we go.
Okay. So. Mr. Deputy Mayor, would you like to do that?
Just going to get a quick photo.
When you get Deputy Mayor, didn't you? I thought it was done.
You're not just going to go for mayor, mate. Which
you going
to go for mayor when
you're here?
No.
Oh. I thought you were general.
Oh, I thought you had it when Brian mentioned it.
Oh, right.
So we move over to page 11, the monthly status report. September 2023. There's a recognition there that council received a note, the monthly status reports. Can I have a mover? Councillor Moore.
Yes.
Seconder, Councillor Keatley. The comments, councillors, or anything you'd like clarification on? If there are any, I put the motion.
Yeah,
all those in favour?
Councillor Clark. I just wanted to know how the part day closure council administrative office, that, how did that go?
Mr. General Manager.
That went fine. We had a barbecue down at the depot.
Yeah.
And a brief presentation from a a leadership type person.
Yeah.
Gave everybody the opportunity to share some time together and relax a bit.
That's good.
Other questions? How's 20 Colleen Street going?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll refer to.
Which one's 20 Colleen? Sorry, negotiations.
Right. Very good. Okay, if there's no further questions regarding the monthly status report, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, so we move over to 7.4, disclose of interest returns. It's a recognition there that councillors note the disclosure of interest return requirements and accept the disclosure of interest register as tabled. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Baker, Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it at all? Or any questions? No. If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Third carry. So move over to page 16. The Local Government New South Wales Conference Outcomes Report Advocacy Actions. So there's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the update on the Landshire Council Notices of Motion to be to the Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference and the subsequent advocacy activities. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it, but yeah.
Councillor McGlynn, seconded. Councillor Moore.
So is this the sum total of action that's happened with all the nations that have gone to local government?
Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It dates back to 2020. I tried to look...
I didn't expect you to do any of this, actually. I thought that... I asked the question because I can't... As you see, it's all partial, isn't it? Like it's, anyway, yeah, but anyway, yeah, get 2020.
That's what Local Government New South Wales holds on their website as what they call action reports, and summarises the activities they've undertaken on notices of motion that we are mentioned in. So whether they are notices of motion that have gone up from us or ours have been considered similar to another council's.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Lloyd, are your motions included in those?
No, this is for the next.
Here's
for the next
time. Yeah, this is past. So that's not the new. That's a further.
I just think it's a pretty poor result. Actually, it's partial. It's not. Nothing's completed. It's. Anyway, that's a personal point of view.
Just like local government or something.
Personal point of view is governments just put it off if they can.
Yes, it's a pretty poor show.
It costs money. It's delayed.
Huh?
It costs money, it's delayed.
Change of government.
That's right, change of government. All right, any further comments regarding the motion? If there are any, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Third carry. So 7.6, Blanchard Australia Day Awards Committee on page 25. Okay.
It's
26. Actually, it's 26, that's right. Recommendation that Council confirm the Blanchard Australia Day Awards Committee, A, as a committee of Council to exercise its functions on behalf. Would you like me to move all this together or would you like it discussed separately?
I'd move it all together.
Move it all together, okay. Right, the Council confirm the Blanchard Australia Day Awards Committee, A, as a committee of Council to exercise its functions on Council's behalf in accordance with Section 355B of the Local Government Act 1993. B, delegate the role to assess nominations and select the award recipients in each category for the Australian Awards for the Blanchard. C, confirm the quorum, which will be 6. And D, appoint the following members. 1, Blanchard councillors, 9 of them. 2, the current year's Blanchard Citizen of the Year recipient. And 3, the Blanchard General Manager. Can I have a mover for the motion? Councillor Fennell, seconded Councillor Baker. Now, Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
I would like to make a comment and maybe propose an amendment to what we have here in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling with the actual award, if this is the time to bring this up.
Yeah,
I'm struggling with the award for Business House of the Year. Being a small business owner, I'm not a not-for-profit organisation. I anything I do in my shop, I promote it to promote sales and to do good customer service for the people that come into my shop.
Yeah.
I find it sort of very difficult to think that I would be rewarded for doing my job and promoting my business. I sort of think too from a point of view of conflict of interest there in a selection process of how you would make a objective opinion on some other business within town. So I'd just like to ask that we maybe look at this again and sort of think of this award that could be presented. There is no criteria for assessment within the papers here as to how you would go about selecting a business house of the year. So I just think we need to probably rethink this out a little bit.
Can I speak to that?
You may.
I'd support Jill 100%. At the time I thought it was a good idea, and now I'd vote against the whole motion of the Australian Awards with that part, if it's still in it. I think it's a... We select Australia Day candidates on things above and beyond the call of duty. It's the generosity of spirit, and they've made a contribution to the community. When you live in a small community and you have competing businesses, we've got any number of food premises, we've got any number of whatever, the council then, through the Australia Day Awards, giving them free promotion. And I think that's ridiculous. You've got a business council here, the Business West Wyong, have an award ceremony, but I'd keep that right out of it, so I would not support that at all. I thought on the time it was a really good idea, and then I thought about it the last couple of weeks, and I thought, no, it isn't in the spirit of what I would imagine this Australia Day to be.
Okay, I'm informed that the recommendation can stand, and these other amendments can be discussed within the current motion. So, are you happy with that?
Yeah.
So we'll refer the things that you brought up tonight.
Well, we can vote on whether we think it should be in or out.
But for the basic structure of the Australia Day Awards, are you happy with the recommendation?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just that category. I'm not.
Okay. Well, we can discuss those. Yes, Councillor Bacon.
I just like to ask. To councillors, what's wrong with we've got two councillors that don't live in town here, and the general manager being appointed just to officially do that particular job that's outside town, that is outside looking in rather than you people looking sideways at one another.
But they can put in a nomination. Now, I think that we've all lived in the community long enough to know when I voted for people from Barn Bedman to come up. I voted for a psychic. I voted for a whole lot of... I think if we're a small enough community to know, see good applications, it should be voted on the application. And but we also, you can't help but be influenced by what you know and what you see. I think that we're quite inclusive, actually.
But there's no assessment criteria associated with it.
Overall, this discussion that we're having now, basically we're just dealing with the motion of the structure of the committee today, and then all these other nuances we can discuss further at an Australia
Day
Awards committee meeting or a workshop, Councillor.
It's just a business card.
Councillor Lord, did you have a question?
The question I asked is I thought the subcommittee could basically just choose not to award it
absolutely.
At any particular time. You know, it's within the guidelines of terms of reference.
So, but why is it on the books?
We can remove it at a later stage.
Yeah.
Why can't we remove it tonight?
Yes, Mr. Gentleman, would like to speak to it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This recommendation is merely to formalise the committee and the membership of it. The terms of reference can certainly be discussed by the committee at a workshop or at a separate committee meeting. And you can chop and change as you search.
It doesn't need a council motion, does it?
It does not.
No.
So if you're happy you do that, we can organise.
Do we do it at a council
or workshop, or do we do a separate... We should do a committee meeting.
Yeah, so we could do it at the Australia Day committee meeting.
Yeah. And we can organise an additional one. You don't have to just have one committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other councillors that have got any problem with the actual structure and makeup of the committee?
No, it's good.
No. Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay. So we'll move on to page 31. Section 2, Corporate Community Services. There's a recommendation there. On page 37, one, the council received the information contained in the finance investor report for the month of August 2023, and two, the council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 August to 31 August 2023 as summarised in the account summary, totalling $5,139,499.46. Can I have a mover? Yeah. Councillor Baker, and a seconder. Councillor Moore. Right, any comments, councillors? I think our interest rates are going up.
Well, that's a nice sign.
A bit more money coming in, Mr. General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, I can confirm that as we change our investments, and I'm seeing an increase in interest rates.
So are we richer?
What was that, Councillor? Good
question. Are we richer?
We're getting there, Councillor. Councillor Baker.
Do payments. Over 150,000. Do we have to pay? We pay ourselves rates, do we?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, we do.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any further questions, councillors? If not, put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. Okay, we'll move over to page 41. 38. I'm skipping something. Okay, 7.8, the draft council financial statements for 2022-2023, referral for audit. There's a recommendation there that Council 1, that pursuant to the provisions of Section 413 of the Local Government Act 1993, Council hereby declares that it has prepared the general purpose financial statements for the 2022-2023 financial year ending 30th of June 2023 and has formed an opinion based on the advice of council officers that these reports, A, have been prepared in accordance with 1. The Local Government Act 1993 as amended and the regulations made thereunder, 2. The Australian Accounting Standards and Professional Pronouncements, and 3. The Local Government Code of Accounting Practice and Financial Reporting. B. Present fairly the operating result and financial position of the Blanshire Council for the year ended 30th of June 2023, and C. Accords with Council's accounting and other records and policies. 2. That the special purpose financial statements have been drawn up in accordance with the Local Government Code of Accounting Practice and Financial Reporting. 3. That the general and special purpose financial statements be certified by the Mayor, Deputy Mayor, General Manager and Responsible Accounting Officer in accordance with Section 413(2)(c) of the Local Government Act. And 4, that pursuant to the provisions of Section 413 of the Local Government Act 1993, Council hereby declares that the financial statements, including general purpose and special purpose reports for the year ending 30th of June 2023, be referred for audit. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker, Councillor Keatley. Comments from anyone? No? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Eric Carrier. Okay, 7.9, page 41 now. Endorsement of motions for local government New South Wales. Aha. All right. The recommendation that Blanshire Council submits the following notices of motions for consideration at local government conference scheduled for 12 to 14 November 2023. Emergency services levy, recognition on council rates notices. That should the New South Wales Government fail to restore the Emergency Services Levy Subsidy for 2023, 1. Local Government, New South Wales, seeks the State Government's agreement for councils within New South Wales to recognise the levy as a separate and additional cost on rates notices, and 2. That the amount councils are required to pay meet the ESL charges imposed by the State Government and not be included in the overall general rate incomes, but as a standalone levy similar to water and sewer fees. Council co-contributions for to disaster grant funding to improve assets. That Local Government New South Wales 1 applauds the actions of the government in permitting the use of council-owned source funding towards the increased scope of adaptation works to upgrade asset capacity as part of the most recent flood emergency. And 2, seeks a commitment from state and federal agencies to review disaster and emergency funding criteria to allow council co-contributions to be used in partnership with state and federal funding to upgrade asset capacity where they have been damaged during critical events. Can I have a mover?
Move.
Councillor Lloyd, Councillor McLean. Okay, Councillor Law, would you like to speak to it?
Basically, I think both of these are pretty self-explanatory and good management. Effectively, when it comes to the emergency services levy, everybody who has an insurance policy notices a fire service levy on the bottom of the insurance policy. Effectively, at the moment, these are all lumped into the council rates. It is our job to basically be open and accountable, and the fact that I just believe we should be telling the ratepayers that this amount is emergency services levy that we're levying on their behalf, and I don't believe it should be part of the rates. I think it should be an emergency services levy.
Absolutely.
Exactly there, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory. And the co-contributions, I know that's sort of, you know, there, but what we'd like to do is to actually add money to exactly. grants we have for disaster relief and everything else to an actual fact betterment, to actually improve the asset that we can, not just bring it up to the level it was prior to the disaster, but in actual fact add to it so as it's going to be longer lasting and everything else. And I think those two are basically self-explanatory. I've just got one other thing, and my thought processes sometimes go through when I was talking about emergencies. The fact that our airport, for example, is funded through rates and local government, right? Mm-hmm. Because our airport is utilised in emergency services and emergency things like that, I think we should add another motion in there, or whether we can do it as a late item, that in actual fact we lobby the federal government to in actual fact support rural and regional airports, because they're part of the infrastructure for health, for emergency services, for communities and isolated communities in this area. And effectively, airfields, as far as I'm concerned, are federally funded. They're building new airports in Sydney and Melbourne and whatever else. But unfortunately, regional airports are the responsibility of ratepayers. And yet, you know, during emergency services, they're all necessary and needed, and I just think it's a federal government responsibility.
So, would you like to add an additional point, Councillor?
I'd like to add an additional point to that, but explosion. Can we actually bring it to the October meeting with a better argument and submit it as a late item?
Okay, so we want to put through this recommendation. We want to put through this recommendation tonight.
Yes.
And then review this in a month's time.
Yes.
Okay, and then add that item after discussion.
Yeah, add that item after discussion, because I think we can put better arguments together rather than just coming off the top of our
heads.
No, Mr. Mayor, we could just hold off submitting it.
Hold on. I'm happy to hold off till the October meeting and submit it as a late motion.
Okay. As an additional third motion.
Well, yeah. I'm happy to have it as a third motion. Yeah. Councillors are happy to put it in.
Yeah. But you should also have a contribution from the state government, because they use it as well. I mean, we're funding all these services.
Yeah. Okay, Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to this?
The whole thing is just an act of, you know,
it's government hiding fees.
It's cost shifting, and it's also we're the serfs, and we just have to put up with what we're told, and that's just not on anymore.
I agree with
Councillor Lord about the airport, and it's also used extensively to state government too.
It is.
They should make a contribution instead of a council the size that we are, under 6,000 people, having to fund all this infrastructure. Mm. We can't afford it.
No,
we
can't do it.
So we've got to be, and we've got, look, we've we just can't sit back anymore and cop this stuff. We've got to be more proactive and get out there and demonstrate and do stuff and make people listen to us.
So, Mr.
Engineer, would like to come in?
I'm actually looking at the moment. There has been some discussions through the Australian Airports Association around this exact topic. So I think before we actually go anywhere, I might do a little bit more research and come back to you guys at the workshop.
Okay.
There's a bit of lobbying going on in the background about this exact thing.
But you've got to emphasise when you're at the Shires Association that you're talking about every facet of country life we're just at the behest of state government. We're down the bottom of the food chain. We get in health, in education, everything. We get the crumbs from Sydney, and it's no longer fair. We should have our vote as important as a city vote. And you just get sick of this. Travel, there's no, I mean, what, elderly, how are they getting the hell out of town? If you live out in Hungary, you haven't got a supermarket or anything, everything is reliant on handouts. We've just got to be treated as equal citizens.
Well, this is you make a good point, Councillor McGlynn. You know, we don't have weighted numbers in the rural areas, and they base a lot of their funding from state and federal government on weighted numbers. What they fail to realise is, though, a lot of the income associated with rural areas funds the rest of the country. Right, and we've got to put this case and make sure they understand that their income, the income that comes into the Australian economy, a large part of it comes from these rural and remote areas.
But we need
money back for basic infrastructure to make sure we can supply those funds and keep them coming through. And these are points we're obviously not making well enough, and we need to make the points better.
Yeah, but we can't just sit here as a group of people and let everything be chucked out of those things. Oh, it's okay, we'll be fine. We're not. We've got to be proactive. We just sit in this room, we're not proactive.
We all take your point. And look, when we go away to these conferences and things like this, we do make these points. And local government, now lobby groups try and make these points as well. But they fall on deaf ears at the moment with the federal and state governments. This is the problem. You know, they just throw us, as you say, crumbs from the table. And we survive on that. In the meantime, this area alone brings in over $1 billion in export income. Okay? And then, you know, the amount of money we get back is just
pathetic. Totally agree, but happy to leave it to the workshop to draft. We get information.
Okay. Councillor Baker.
I question the fact that have we got enough time to leave it to another workshop and get it in, because as Mr. Mayor knows, you go to these conferences, these late items, they hardly.
That's right.
They just, I think if we're going to do it, I think we've got to do it right here and now. Look, I can't see that it's going to do us any benefit at all by holding up the decision. If we're going to add that to their motion, to do it now and get it in early.
Councillor Baker, we're just going to check the cut-offs for submissions.
Mm. Okay. Can I move that executive in the council coordinating with council Lord do it an appropriate motion within the next few days to make it all coordinate together? I mean, I can't see why we wouldn't.
I think it might be better to have the whole council have a discussion about the issue. I think that all the other councillors would like to participate in the discussion. Is that?
I think it's pretty straightforward.
I'm pretty comfortable with what.
I think I'm comfortable with councillor. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, so you're happy for a small committee to have a discussion on this matter, and then include it in a submission to the local government New South Wales conference.
It's councillor Lord's his idea, and he's covered it reasonably well in coordination with the general manager to get up an appropriate motion.
What I'm saying is I'm happy to sit in conjunction with the general manager
and just get it up.
And then email everybody.
With your recommendation.
Okay. With our recommendation.
Look, it's actually just been brought to my attention that airport maintenance and organisation is mainly a federal government issue. So we might be better taking this to ALGA.
Yeah. Because it's not only local government in New South Wales that gets affected by airports. This is a national issue. You know, again, you take some of those little strips in the middle of, you know, back of Queensland, back of Western Australia. They're dealing with the same thing. It's probably more. I think it's probably a better place to be hitting it.
That's why I suggested the federal government.
Yeah. Okay,
all
so
airports in Australia are federal government, are they?
So again, I'll revert back to the existing motion. So we'll take Councillor Lord's thoughts on board, and we'll draft some submissions and motions around sending this to the Australian Local Government Conference. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Right, if there's no further discussion, I'll put this motion. All those in favour? I declare it carried. Okay, so move over to page 34. Thank you, Dave. That was very good. Okay, so 7.10, Mornings, Melodies and Memories Update. There's a recommendation that Council receive and note the information contained within the Mornings, Melodies and Memories Update. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Baker, Councillor Fennell. I'd just like to speak to this before we start. On Friday we heard from in the health forum, the Merrill Health Forum, and the topic came up of, I think, what was it, Grant? It was about around movies and entertainment for elderly people, wasn't it?
Yes. It was a program run by, oh heavens, I can't think who the agency was, but one of the health agencies or groups.
Yeah.
And they were talking about all these different types of things, and this had a really close alignment
with what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And there was discussion around, so we might be able to get funding.
Oh, that's good.
For this, through that area. So
it is a
we had the woman in charge, a woman by the name of Rosemary Garthwaite. So we might write Rosemary a letter regarding our Mornings, Melodies and Memories program and see if we can access some fundings through some funds through New South Wales government.
Yeah,
if
health
if I may, Mr. Mayor, mm-hmm. didn't they actually get funding for this? Didn't they get $15,000?
Oh, yeah. Did they?
Yeah.
Mr. Dillon?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. This is funded through one of those programs the New South Wales government established.
So there's somewhere else that we can tap into.
We might be able to get some more cash, though, Councillor Fennell.
Oh,
so, because apparently, through I think in the aged care area, in its aged care funding, I think, so they're putting money into this area to, I think, you know, just deal with depression and other issues and loneliness, aren't they, and these sorts of things.
Look, so advantageous. I mean, they've got somewhere to go. They've got people with interest.
Anyway, I just thought I'd make those comments before we start. Can I have a mover for this recommendation, please?
I've got
Okay, all right. Are there any further comments regarding the Mornings, Melodies and Memories update?
Can I just...
Councillor Lord.
Congratulate the whole program for being nominated for these awards and because the feedback I'm getting from the community is
it's
really
fantastic.
Positive.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Any further comments, councillors? If there aren't any, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, carry. So we'll move on to Section 3, Technical Services, 7.11. The tender for civil construction works, Six Light Industrial Subdivision in West Wylong, ENG 0001/2324. There's a recommendation there that Council award the tender ENG 0001/2324 for the civil construction works for the Six Lot Industrial Subdivision in West Wylong to Rods Earthmoving and Excavation to the value of $937,102, excluding GST. Can I have a mover? Councillor Lord, can I have a seconder?
I'll second it, but I want a more.
Councillor McGuinn, okay. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
If it's met the criteria and it's been assessed appropriately, which we've actually got the ratings and everything here, then it's a significant difference between the top and the second rating, then I accept the, and looking at the percentage they've awarded on all of this particular thing, then I just support the recommendation.
Councillor McGlynn?
To get it going.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No reason. Councillor McGlynn?
Yeah, it's, well, it was done accurately and ethically as it was to be done, and we picked the best tenant.
Well, I'll just get the engineer to comment on that.
Yeah, look, as part of, when we did this development, we had to submit a DA, so part of the DA is construction of roads, which includes curb and gutter, some drainage, and installation of power, telecommunications, etc. So we've put out the civil construction, which is the roadworks and the stormwater to tender. We received three conforming tenders, actually three tenders were received. The pricing was very fairly variable, but however, we did go through a proper process. We looked at their submission, made sure that everything that they met the criteria, and that's how the rankings actually worked out.
And effectively, would it actually see, is there extras, because a lot of these tenders we seem to be hit for extras and add-ons, so does the tender include literally the works?
It includes the works. Look, there is always a scope for variations in there. Again, particularly when it comes to earthworks, again, it's not fair on the contractor if, you know, he looks at the site and it looks okay, But as soon as you open, again, you'll know what the ground's like. You open the ground and you get poor conditions underneath it. You know, they might hit a mine shaft, etc. And no court in this land would actually find it actually fair on the tenderer to where those costs, if they were not visible or something that wasn't, you couldn't foreseeably see when they come across that. So in answer to Councillor Lord's question, we've tried the best we can, but there is always going to be that scope for those things that come out of left field. So we tried, but fingers crossed.
So, Director Graham, with the construction time frame, completion 15th of the 12th, 2023.
Yep. Yeah, we pushed it fairly hard.
Wow,
that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Boy, I thought it might be 20.
Are there any further questions, councillors?
Just a quick one.
Councillor Moore.
The company that's doing it, will that mean, because they actually contract to the council, do they not? They do roads and stuff for the council. Will they be pulling crews off the roads to go and do this?
No, they don't have a lot of work with us at the moment anyway.
Okay, so it's all possible without...
Yeah, there's no flow on it.
Any other questions, councillors? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move over to 712, Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Program, Phase 4. There's a recommendation there that Council endorse and submit applications to the Federal Government Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Program, Phase 4, for the following projects. 1. Under Part A of the program, totalling $1,878,827. Right, the projects. Pound replacement, $640,000. The RSL walk, $220,000. The West Wallon pool works, $245,000. The rugby union camp draft precinct recycle water supply, $410,000. The rugby union, the Rose Garden, $157,000. The building works, $186,827. And 2, under Part B of the program, totaling $1,067,021. The Quandiala, 42 kilometres from the Newell Highway, $100,000. Quandiala, 46 kilometres from the Newell Highway, $320,000. The Quandiala, 57 kilometres from the Newell Highway, $200,000. Bartels Lane, 5.7 kilometres from Newell Highway, $210,000. And Marangerel, 14 kilometres from Quandiala Road, $237,021. Can I have a mover?
I'd second it with regard
Councilor
to the changes that the General Manager recommended in his SMS.
I'll just get the General Manager to comment on that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have, in that short time frame between that SMS to you all this afternoon, the Director has done some further research, and the LRCI 4 funding would not allow us to fund projects that are already underway. So the issue at hand that we were referring to in that, with regards to the netball courts, we will have to consider further. The Director and the Manager of Financial Services have been talking this afternoon, and we'll provide a future report with regards to where we might source the additional funding from.
So
which
one
was
the RSL?
Once we have a better understanding of the issue at hand. So whilst I said earlier on that we'd like to do an amendment, we're not going to do that.
Would you like to speak to it first?
Councillors, I don't think, might have got your text. Could you explain to us what the problem is with the netball court success?
Councillor Moore, what it was about was the fact that we found some, in construction of the netball courts, the surface underneath the netball courts is not ideal and would have to be a lot more works done to that before they could resurface it.
Oh.
I'll just get the engineer to comment on the detail.
Yeah, look, Courtcraft actually started work at the netball courts today, and they were actually removing the old cracked farmed asphalt from it. Anyway, basically the subgrade underneath it is wet and failed, and they actually bogged one of the profilers in that, and also as they were moving on there, the surface has actually moved quite substantially underneath the gear they've had on there. So when they go and put the asphalt paver back on there, it's going to move and we won't get a smooth finish. the court craft are actually looking at some options on what we can do, and they'll get back to me by the end of the week. They're committed to getting in and getting out of this project as quick as they can, because it holds up their further works. Problem is, we've just got to look at how much it's going to cost to do these other works.
Well, did you mention, though, something about works? I didn't get to the SMS. Was it works that have already started? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, so, this is the one, is it?
Yes.
Yes, so this is the work. So
this is the 186.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What we were looking at doing was, in a little bit of hope to say council have to kick in the can, was maybe looking at throwing it into the LRCI. However, when I've done a little bit of further work, yeah, unfortunately, because one of the conditions around the LRCI funding and a few of these grant funding projects is they don't fund projects that have already commenced, or if they have, it's got to be a next next stage.
Right. I'm sure we'd find something else for 186 grand.
Are there any other questions regarding the recommendation?
No, they're great projects. They are long overdue.
Okay, if there's no further questions, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. So we'll move over to 7.13, refund of development applications by Andrew Peak Historical Society. There's a recommendation there that Council approved a refund of development application fees of $129 for the Bland District Historical Society in relation to DA 2024/0002 Community Facility Reinstallation of Historic Static Windmill at 69 Neil Street, Wylong Museum. Can I have a mover? Councillor Lord, second, and Councillor Moore. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to
that? I think it's pretty self-explanatory. All of these community groups and that, we've actually refunded most of these DA fees.
Yeah.
And for $129, it's,
Councillor
Moore? I think it's... For the amount it is, and I'll give the pigeon somewhere else to sit for a change. So.
I think it's a good idea.
Any further questions, councillors, regarding this or discussion? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
Excuse me, we have sold that building, haven't we?
The museum one,
yeah.
Down in the main street, mm. You're talking about? So that's good.
There's work going on.
Builders are in
there. Okay, 7.14, Access Incentive Scheme Grant, 57 Main Street, West Wylong. So there's a recommendation there that Council approve the Access Incentive Scheme Grant application for Davies Motorcycles and Power Equipment at 57 Main Street, West Wylong for $5,000 to install an automatic sliding door to increase accessibility to premises. Can I have a mover? Councillor McGlynn, second, and Councillor Fennell. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
Every bit of access that we can do, we should be doing. Within the guidelines.
Well, I've heard you discuss access before, so you must be a very happy chap. Councillor Fennell.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know,
first-hand experience. Any further discussions from any other councillors? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so we'll move over to Section 4, Reports for Information. Can I have a move to adopt all these reports, please, before we start?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, seconder?
No.
Councillor McGlynn, okay. Right, we'll move through them one by one. 7.15, Community Development Report. Comments, councillors, questions?
Oh, the Regional Drought Resilience Plan, I went to that one along with quite a few in this room. I hope we've achieved something. I find it just one of those feel-good things where you put something on paper. I don't know whether we really achieve much out of it, but I hope we do. I'm not sure how the other meetings went, but out at Hungary, I thought it was fairly poorly attended, and I'm not sure we got a lot out of it.
Mr. Dillon.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I can report that the workshop undertaken in the adjoining shire did not achieve the number of people that we achieved at Hungary the other night. The turnout at Hungary was good. There are discussions afoot at the moment to bring forward the next set of conversations or workshop engagement. With the idea of having the consultant on site during the weekend of the Hearts of Gold Festival.
Could I make
a great?
Look, this isn't the first rodeo. We're allowed, you know, droughts and flooding rain. We have floods, and then we've got droughts, and we have floods. This has been like this for 250 years, ever since White Settlement. We've put up with this. And suddenly we're going to have this feel. And I think this is why you're not getting the people. We've had so many of these things, haven't we? Is it making them feel good, or is it meant to make us feel good?
I think part of the reason that people didn't come up is because really, we really had a week's notice. Effectively, if they're going to have a community consultation process, advertise it, promote it, and get people to come in. Whereas effectively, even the online survey, it only operated for about a week.
They're not going to come.
And they're not going to do it. And I think, people at this time of year are not going to drop everything and turn up to an open forum. I just think, not arguing at the program, I'm just thinking the mechanism and they've put in place, I just think of notifications has been poor.
Is it costing us anything as a council?
Yeah,
it's all free.
If you want to go down to the tin tacks of counting staff time for us to go to.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. But it's not costing us serious dollars. No, well, if it's free, let them go.
I acknowledge that the time frames are all very tight and they are imposed on us by the funding body.
But there is a separate opportunity now to go to the next lot of workshops, isn't there? And I mean, when I see things like this, I think to myself, from a business perspective, how much is this going to cost me to get the information together? Who have I got to go to? What have I got to cross and what have I got to dot to be eligible to receive some sort of assistance?
Bureaucrats are very good at making a complex application process.
And one of the things we said is that when a drought assistance is given in a particular shire, that money should be spent in that shire. But that's not legal. So I just
fear that it's going to cost me money, more money, to try and be eligible for some sort of assistance.
You can be assured. It'll be a difficult process.
Mm. I don't know that it's actually going to be funding for your end. They're looking at strategies of what they can do to...
So you got that information from that CIO?
That's what I got out of it, of what strategies you can put in place as a community to help handle drought.
Wrestle people into my shop.
That's it. Well, as Councillor Mann said, we've been handling droughts for 150 years.
I didn't.
It's been going on a bit longer than that.
It was on the Butcher's paper. At least we got in about the corporate farming, didn't we?
The other things are not going.
Make them pay more.
Anyway, we'll move on. 716 Blanchard Library monthly update. Now, this is always a good news story. Councillor Clark.
I would like someone to please pass on from the councillors to the staff of the library our congratulations and appreciation for the work they do, because I consider the library practically the jewel in the crown of Brandon.
It is the jewel in the crown.
Mm. And I would actually like,
and sometimes I don't think they know.
And I would like, whenever we congratulate a particular group like the Melody Music, whoever organises that, I want it to get back to them personally, that the council thought this was fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah, that's
so
right.
So just give them a boost in their work.
Mr. John Manning, can we organise that?
I'd like to endorse councillors. I think the library's been brilliant.
Yeah,
yes.
It is good.
Yeah.
Okay, more on the subject of libraries. Have we heard any more about the Riverina Regional Library situation, Mr. John Manning?
How did you go about it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The arbitration is underway and the Director of Corporate Community Services will be going to Sydney tomorrow to attend that arbitration meeting, if you like, or session, where the mediator wants to specifically speak with all of those that provided statements. So the director must have provided a statement in regards to this legal matter beyond 12 months ago, and all of those people are being requested to speak in person with the arbitrator or mediator, so prior to any decision being made.
And when do they think a decision will be made, Mr.
Johnson? I don't have any advice on
it. Says here, a business paper will be distributed in the week beginning the 9th of October.
Okay, very good.
Thanks.
Okay, any further questions regarding that, councillors? Right. Okay, we'll move on to 717, Children's Services, August update. Councillors, any observations, questions?
Lucky kids.
Congratulations to the Bland Preschool anyway on their recent assessment. You know, they did very, very well. So it's great to have a terrific preschool in town. So congratulations to them. Yeah. Any other questions, councillors? No.
Yeah.
Move on to 7.18, Technical Services Report. Any questions, councillors?
Oh, yes, but we had a... We had a memorial a day for the Chinese miners.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we were going to do something as a council. We were thinking of...
Going to fence off an area, weren't we?
Fence off, make it where it was taken out, the graves were destroyed, and we wanted to fence off an area and put a plaque up and make it a special sacred place.
Has
that progressed at all?
The museum did put up.
You recall that, Mr. Gentleman?
Yeah, but we were going to fence the whole lot.
I think it was before Grant was here.
It was too. I think it was. Yeah. That's correct, Councillor Barton.
That's more an area.
Yeah. So
can
what
we
it
have
was
a look
was
at
the
that?
There was I think how many Chinese miners?
Oh,
27.
Yeah,
no,
a lot.
30.
Yeah, 20. There's 20 or 30 people buried out there, and
they'd be on record.
The graves are largely unrecognised and unmarked, and there was a suggestion that we would officially allocate an area and then put up a memorial to those.
And list the number. And list the council will have the record. List the names. Apparently, to put you into it, there were individual grave sites with little picket fences on some of them. And a local citizen, in his wisdom, burned it out.
That was rumour, wasn't it? We don't
know. No,
we
did.
That was correct, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He was burning back.
Councillor Baker, would you like to come?
Yeah. Just a question to the director. What's the caper of all the security cameras around the Merle Dip?
Any
being
changed? I think they've had some trouble with tyre dumping out there.
Right.
And anyway, I think they're just trying to get a handle on where those tyres are coming in, because they're not coming in when it's during manned times. And
just
want to make sure that it's
I think RMS has a fair bit to do with them. They go along the edge of the road collecting blown tyres and they get themselves in there. But just that there's a side gate there being locked and no one can get in, and it's become we're all wondering what's happening.
Yeah, no, it's basically to try and track down where the tyres are coming from, because they're not coming in during the manned hours, or more tyres coming in than when...
Well, it's not manned, they just have to come and get a key and you go out, unlock it and bring it back. And when they pick the key up, if someone's got a load of tyres, we know what's going on, but they don't get their access. So it's got to be from outside our community.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to try and find out, is where they're coming from, because again, it's a big... The cost of getting rid of tyres to council is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's a huge pile there, and
yeah.
I just don't know where they're...
So yeah, that's all we're about, is just trying to track down where they're coming in, and...
Have you caught anyone?
I haven't. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, God, I'd be on every morning checking it
out.
Well,
we'll
I think they'll
leave
them up there for a while, and then we'll get the card out of it.
Okay.
Very good. Now, back to the Chinese. We could have let me cut it in.
Yes, Councillor
Bigley. Now, when we do this, we can make it really good, and we could have all this fenced off in an appropriate sort of Chinese fence, whatever that is, and we could invite the Chinese ambassador to come and commemorate it, couldn't we? We could make a really big deal out of this. Could be a tourist thing. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
I'm happy to go with that, Councillor McGlynn, if that's what you think we can do. But I think we'll start with identifying an area, and then we'll look at things from there. Councillor Baker, you have another question?
I'm sorry. I didn't want to.
Back away from the chart. Sorry about that detour. Yeah.
I'd like to know when we're going to have our community forums, because I've put off a couple of communities like Tillimbra and Marool wishing to meet with the director and councillors in a meeting somewhere on the line, and I've sort of been holding them off with the fact that we are going to have a council forum out there very shortly, but I can't keep pushing them back for too much longer.
So is it the issue we just discussed, or another issue?
No, roads especially.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but, just had a few staff either on leave or away sick that would organise
that. I would like to think that we get the forums done as soon as possible.
Yeah, no.
And at least let them know what is actually going to happen.
Oh, no, this is just the community forums out that way. Yeah. We've still got to do Tillimbra Marool and Narrabin.
Can we have it at the end of October?
I'll see what we can organise.
They'll be stripping by then.
Yeah.
And the harvest will be on. They're then going to be all held by loose.
I think there's been a staff member on holidays, which is the issue.
Yeah, we've got another one off.
It's
been off.
School
holidays
will
be
exhausted. Maybe I'll have to come and get the director and take him out and put him in the fire and
squad. Okay. Are there any other comments regarding the technical services report or questions?
The staff have for everybody. Yeah, the data collection for the flood damage has pretty much completed that. Most of that's gone into transport, and we're just waiting on them to assess the final numbers and get back to us. And then we start going hell for leather on it.
So is there a time frame around the where it's been done?
Yeah, 2025, I think it was the end of June 2025, I believe.
So you're not talking. Very good. Any other comments regarding the technical service report? If there are any, we'll move on to 7.19, Development Services Activity Report for August 2023. Any questions there, councillors, or observations? All looks pretty good, pretty happy. Okay, very good. Let's have a pound. Let's have a look at the pound. Councillor McGlynn?
Oh, yeah, it's good, isn't it? Okay.
I thought Councillor McGlynn would appreciate
it. I celebrated it.
Who was attacked by a dog?
Huh?
The dog attacks that we sort of, they seem to be increasing, aren't they?
I have seen, just my own observations lately, I've seen quite a few dogs off leashes running around the town, and there have been a few issues. So can we look into that, Mr. Engineer?
Yeah, certainly.
Maybe get the ranger onto it a bit more or something like that.
Again, this is another issue we've got just with staffing. At the moment, we've only got one ranger. We don't have a relief person. We've been trying to recruit for at least 6 months without success. We're going through the process again at the moment. So fingers crossed we will get a relief person for the ranger. But yeah, at the moment, we've got some staff that are covering on weekends, but it's pretty much just covering. The ranger herself has been flat out, working some long hours, doing the best she can, but she's only one person at the moment, so we need a little bit of understanding that we can only do what we can do with the resources we've got.
Okay.
The ranger, is that a shared position between that land and tomorrow?
No, it's a sole. Yeah, we manage that internally ourselves.
Talking about dogs, we're a sleep 24/7 town with all the shift workers here. The amount of dogs that are screaming day and night, and it's incredibly it's incredibly unfair to the people that are trying to live in there, sleeping during the day. Is there some way we can get some sort of awareness out of it about?
Well, that's what I was about to bring up. I mean, in terms of
having your dog
on a leash and maintaining your dog properly, we could run an education program, Mr. Engineer, around that. So we might do that, Councillor McGlynn, is run a general education program around caring for your pet and your pet and your responsibilities in caring for your pet.
We actually have fined people for...
If we want to get the benefits of the mine and have people... we don't want sleep deprived going out there. We want them, you've got to be a bit thoughtful. You've got to think about
it. Well, it is hard to shift work and things like that too, Councillor. You know, you've got people sleeping.
And this also happens, and I think that we should see a licensing piece about this, is the noise often on a Friday night coming from certain locations in the main street. It's unbelievable. And for those shift workers, especially, it's okay anyone else, but it's just, they couldn't possibly sleep. And it's just not on. If we are going to accept the fact that we are a mining town, and we are, we've got to be, pull out the stops. We just can't have licensing all till 3 o'clock and whatever. It's not fair to the people.
What do you want to do, tea club?
No, I don't. But I think.
Well, just they're miners. They're going to go to the hotel and have a drink.
I know, but they're half of the miners asleep at night and sleep in the day. And for those that are trying, it's very difficult for them. I couldn't give a hoot about that. I was almost deaf as a post. But it's not good for them.
Councillor Moore.
As an ex-shift worker, if you want to sleep, you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
You can play a damn band next to your head and you're going to sleep.
Good point.
Those howling dogs, are you?
But most of the dogs that howl, don't howl at night.
Oh, gee, not around our way, do they?
Oh, well, you've got some bad ones. But most of the dogs that it's only because of a night because they miss their owners or whatever. It's not during the day. Most of the noise, and the pubs and clubs and whatever, it's something you accept as a shift worker.
Yeah, okay. If you do accept it, that's
fine. But Jesus, I
know it's right. Councillor, all we can do is run an education program around caring for your pets and your responsibilities under the legislation.
Well, that's I do agree with that.
Thanks, Jane. And we'll do that. We'll run an education program around that.
Well, I don't mind how drunk they get.
If there's no further comments regarding those. Reports. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
So we'll move over to the reports of committees.
Aye.
Now there's quite a few there. Can I have a mover to adopt those, please? Councillor Moore and seconded Councillor Baker. Are there any comments, questions, councillors, amongst those minutes? Councillor Baker.
Sure, Mr. Mayor, the general manager. at the fire brigade, at the fire liaison meeting the other day, they were talking about grants for the airports, weren't they, the RFP?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, at the liaison committee or bushfire management, because I wasn't
the liaison. Management, yeah, sorry. They were talking about something about grants for fire trials and airport.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff for what they call FAFT, which is the fire trials stuff. And there may have been something about airports, because it crossed my mind to actually mention to them the fact that we have the fueling facility.
Sure they did bring it up, and there was an opportunity at that.
I can't remember if there were any specifics other than...
We can make an inquiry, Councillor Baker.
Yeah, was that around just fire breaks in airports?
Yeah, you'd had something to do with upgrade facilities for the fire service as well at airports.
Yeah, we'll
have a look into it, Councillor Baker.
It would be in the minutes, but
are there any other comments, councillors, regarding those reports?
Only the ones that I'm
discussed with Grant, the report will come to the next council meeting for Lachlan
Regional Transport.
Tourism and the other, I'd like to highlight the Newell Highway Task Force. The issue is that the communication feedback that they had received was very positive.
Okay.
And planning is basically getting underway, and hopefully they'll release that soon. And you know, we are going to need to go very, very strongly to federal government to try to get more money.
Oh, absolutely. Councillor Baker.
Councillor Lord, what the criteria do they use from RMS on their highways? Like, they store up a perfectly good passing lane at Maroola one day, roll it and reseal it the next day. But
so basically, they're making sure, I'm not the engineer, but as far as I'm aware, they're basically trying to make the surface consistent. If they're doing any works, they want to incorporate a wide centre line, so the shoulders have to actually increase.
Mr. General Manager, would like to make some comments regarding
that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If I just clarify with Councillor Baker, you're referring to the bit of work they did on the southbound approach to the new overtaking lane at Maroola?
Yes.
Yeah, I've taken...
Overtaking lane on the left-hand side going towards...
Correct. I noticed the same thing. I suspect, I can't be sure, but I suspect that there may have been some quality control issue there, and the contractor didn't have to come back and address it.
Well, I don't know what there was anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I can't respond.
No, look, I just don't. Okay, we talk about the cost. What it's cost us for our highway, like, and they're doing things like that, it just seems double dutch.
If it was a contractor, it probably wasn't an RMS issue, it would be a contracting issue. Because of the inspection, because they've actually had a few that have had to be redone by contractors. And the other issue is that the program of the overtaking lanes is just about complete, and that's why we want to look at reviewing that, and the difficulty of finding places to put overtaking lanes is you've got to try to find 2.5 kilometres of road without a right-hand farm turn, farm exit, and that's really what determines a lot of that.
Currently, Councillor Baker, they perform tests on these roads, and the roads are warranted. They give a warranty on their work, so perhaps on inspection they weren't up to standard, and it had to be redone.
To me, seemed to be.
Anyway, are there any other questions regarding the reports of committees? No, if there aren't any. Okay. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare them carried. Okay, can I have a mover to move into confidential business, please? Councillor Pennell, second to Councillor Keatley. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, Heather. Thank you very much. Confidential matters of business tonight. 8.1 property purchase of 205 to 211 Main Street, West Wylam. There's a recommendation that Council 1 accept the negotiated price of Lot 1 DP 1064715 and Lot 1 DP 1082062 being 205 to 211 Main Street, West Wylam for the agreed price of $390,000. To delegate the General Manager and the Mayor to enter into a contract to purchase Lot 1 DP 1064715 and Lot 1 DP 1082062, being 205 to 11 Main Street, West Wylam. 3. Fund the costs associated with the purchase of an Economic Development Reserve. And 4. That upon settlement, the land be classified as operational land. And the motion was passed. Can I have a mover now to close the meeting, please? Councillor Fennell, seconder. Councillor Moore. Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting closed. can I just have you here, Mr. General Manager and Mr. Engineer, can I just have the council here for 5 minutes on their own, please?